Hello?
Hey, Lawrence?
Yeah, I got bumped off. I'm trying to figure out why.
Yeah, it's because the call recording maxes out at 1 hour, so I didn't notice. I wasn't paying attention to that, but we hit the 60-minute marker on there, and it capped out on us, kicked us off.
Okay.
But we good.
Sometimes my phone will do it for its own reason, too. So.
No, that was 100% on our end. The calls are recorded through a voice over internet system, so Google can make sure we're not, like, promising you anything, like, oh, you're going to get 50 jobs next month, stuff like that. We have, like, guidelines.
Okay.
So they basically have a recording system that caps out at 60 minutes, so kicks us. And then it restarts a new one. All right, so I have the client interview confirmed. That's between 3 and 4. And then the I was asking the email address. It's lmsbade@gmail.com, right? Or
correct.
Is it IMS?
Yeah.
Okay, LMS. Okay.
It's L, yeah.
Okay, this capital L looks like, or the lowercase L looks like a capital I here. So.
Yeah. I started doing capital just to make sure it works.
Okay. That actually, it sounds like a good idea. All right, there we go. All right, perfect. Yeah, it came back valid. Okay, so I probably had it wrong to begin with. That would have been bad. Why am I not getting my receipt? Okay. All right, and then I need to secure the first month's payment. So how did you want to do that in order to secure the first month's payment of the $299?
We can try... I guess I'll use a business card here.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
I believe it's Visa. Yeah.
Visa. All right. And it's under your name or the business name?
Both.
Okay. So let me put Intentional Visions LLC here. All right, and is the billing address the same as the street address for sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yep.
All right. So if you could read the card to me 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
4380.
4380.
4700.
4700.
0063.
0063.
2684.
2684. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
5/24.
5/24. And then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
179.
179. Okay. And then before I can authorize any kind of transaction with you, this says an added form of protection. I do have to walk you through a voice verification recording. As I'm walking you through this voice verification, if there's anything that I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just feel free to stop me. I could always rephrase it for you. But I want to make sure you're at a firm understanding before I authorize or process any kind of transaction with your business today, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, so you are on another recorded line. This is for the voice verification. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is also an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Intentional Visions, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Lawrence Beatty, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Lawrence, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
How responsive?
It says 24 to 48 hours in the quotations, but obviously, you know, with clients, if you have immediate response time, you're going to see the best results. But more for us, if you're responding to like an email or a message that I sent to you, we ask for 24 hour response or 24 3-hour response time.
That's doable. 15 seconds.
I'm not going to ride you too hard. And I mean, it's going to ask you in your subscription terms that they're going to send over right now, if you're okay with sending text messages, you know. So if I'm sending you a text, I'm, you know, we're not going to ride you too hard about that. But if we're blowing you up, if I'm calling you 3-4 times in a row and it's like a super important thing, it's another deal. But I also understand that you're a business owner. You're probably out on a job that we provided for you. So, you know, I'll be your account lead. I'm not going to ride you hard about it. But if it's something that's like really hindering our success, or I noticed like 3 days in a row you didn't respond to me or any of the calls that came through in your tracking system, at that point it's just a well-being check. Okay, you know, I might have to call the authorities, have them go check on you, make sure I don't got a dead body over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a way to pause the system?
Yeah, we have seasonal businesses. They'll allow you to pause or suspend an account for up to 2 months. Obviously, there's a situation that's prohibiting you from being able to move forward. So hopefully that doesn't happen, but if we have to cross that road, we could suspend it. And then if it surpasses that 2 months without you renewing it, then they basically uplift it and they go out and try to fill it with another company. So sounds bad, but it's basically what it is.
With Angie Leads, of course, they're providing leads at the moment, and they do have a system where you can pause it for a few days or something like that.
Right.
Do you have something like that too, like where you can tell your company, okay, right now I'm on vacation, I don't want to be called or bothered or do business.
Yeah, I mean, they do have like Google Voice. Like, we could set you up with a tracking number, and then that way we can have like the phone calls forwarded to your tracking system while you're on vacation if you elect to use the tracking number. If you just want to use your regular cell phone line, I mean, that's on the first page. We don't really stop people from calling it. The only way we could do that is if we actually like suspended your account and took your listing off the first page, you know.
Okay.
So we'd have to remove it altogether, and then we'd have to reactivate it, you know, once you came back. So I mean, the Google Voice option will be available to you. You know, I can have them school you on that during the client interview. It's no extra charge to you. It's just there's a separate number displayed there, and then they call it. It auto-forwards to your actual line, so they're not seeing your actual phone number. It looks like a business number. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's an option. Google Voice is also really cool, too. I mean, if you miss calls and, you know, it pipelines your voicemail to what's actually leads, so it'll separate your business stuff from your personal. You know, like press 1 if you're a client looking for services, and they press that, and then, you know, they can leave a message. Get, you know, you can review that when you have some free time or you're available again. So I like those little features.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's good for us, too, to be able to show you tangibly, like, hey, look at all these calls, you know, or this call, you actually answered this one, and then you see it, you can hear the whole sale, you know. And it's also good for you to be able to kind of go in there sometimes and hear how you're responding to your clients, too. Then you could develop an approach, you know, on how you want to go about it. Hi, thank you for calling Intentional Visions LLC. How can I help you? You know, things like that. You could fine-tune your sales as well.
Okay.
Sorry, we're still on this voice verification. So it says in hiring, sorry, I got sidetracked there. It says in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose, or in other words, let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
So like if I set up a different web page or something like that, or do something with a different service, I
right.
need to let you know.
Yeah, anything online after today. The reason being is I basically, you shouldn't need anything else. I mean, I put you on a platinum bundle, so unless you're adding like ads, you know, and we don't do Home Advisor by Angie, they do their own thing. So really, your bases are covered. You know, you shouldn't be hiring another website guy, but we don't want you paying for something that you already have, or duplicating any of the listings. Like, let's say, for example, a week from now, you get a call from a Yelp representative, and we're already setting up your Yelp listing, you know, for you.
Uh-huh.
they will duplicate that and they will charge you.
Okay.
You know, and those duplications, not only cost you money, but it causes a discrepancy with Google. They're going, hey, what's going on? You know, there's a second Yelp listing here and the information doesn't match up and it looks like maybe we did it. It just causes kind of a problem. Then we got to go in there and try to fix it. Or if somebody's, you gave them access to your website, and now they're moving stuff or touching stuff, and we're going, whoa, they just deleted all that SEO content that we created for you. What's going on? And so we're running around like chickens with our head cut off trying to kind of figure out what happened. So it's just better if you give us a heads up, and if you're not sure if it's conflicting with what you're already using, you know, just touch base with me. That's why I give you my direct line and can always verify for you.
Okay.
Okay, but mainly just don't want to pay for something you already have or duplicate anything.
I see.
Right.
But
anything,
it's allowed to do it? Just,
I'm sorry. What was that?
If I want to, I could go ahead and do it. It's not prohibited.
Yeah, you are still a free man. This is still America. As much as it doesn't feel like it is the last couple of years, you can absolutely do that. I just want to make sure that it's not hindering our success, or you're not paying for something you already have or duplicating anything. So it's more so additional. That's why it throws that word in there, additional. We know what you're doing now, and obviously we know what we're providing for you, but if it's anything after today that, you know, you're not sure about, just disclose it, let us know about it, so that way we can verify you're not wasting your money or your time on it.
And is it just restricted to online and that?
Something like that. No. Yeah, it's just online. We just mainly don't want them touching anything that we're already working on that'll mess us up, or, like I said, have you pay for something that we're already doing for you. So we're not doing any flyers or anything like that. No mailers, no billboards or anything. So all that stuff you could still do at your own leisure, 100%.
Okay.
And then, okay, so here's the billing portion. Did you have another question on that? You said,
just kind of a strong commitment, but makes sense, I guess.
It sounds probably more difficult than it really is. Like I said, I put you in a position where you shouldn't need anything else anyway. You know, I mean, your website's being built here. You got the Bing, you got the Yelp, you got the Yellow Pages. So you got all the online directories that are actually profitable. We're even developing the Facebook for you if you don't already have the business Facebook page and running a Facebook ad there. So most of your online stuff is taken care of. You shouldn't need anything else.
So you're setting up a separate Facebook page?
If you already have a business Facebook, we won't set up a separate one. We'll just run our direct an ad to that. We're in the process of becoming a Meta partner. So Meta is kind of developing its own marketing, kind of like how Google has, where people can advertise in the metaverse. So it's like this futuristic, I don't like it. Yeah. But we do provide that as an additional service in that platinum package. That's why it says plus Facebook ads. So, like I said, 90% of your calls are going to come from that Google Places placement. That's just what everybody uses. That's what we're all up to date with right now. But if we can snag an extra 3-4 customers a month just by running that ad, then, you know, 100%, you know, that could pay for the whole thing just by having that. So it's definitely something that we're going to be incorporating for you. If you already have a business profile, we would just promote the ad through that profile. So I didn't actually find a business Facebook for Intentional Visions LLC. You have one?
Right, I don't have one.
Okay. I was going to say I looked it up earlier, so we would have to create one for you from scratch. Okay.
Cool.
All right, here's the billing portion. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Okay. So Local Splash is independent of Google, but you're a partner with...
Yeah, we're a premier
like
Google partner. So we are our own entity, but we're a Google partner as well. So we have three separate locations. We started out as just an SEO company. We didn't become a Google partner until 2014. So we've only been a Google partner for 8 years. We haven't been a Google partner for the entire 17 years we've been in business.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're not an alphabet company.
What was that? I'm sorry?
you're not an Alphabet company. You're not owned by Alphabet, which owns
Disney. Oh, yeah. No, no. We're not an Alphabet company. We're not the company that – so it's kind of funny that you know that because it's very rare that I run into somebody who actually knows that. That
okay.
caught me by surprise. Like, I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, but no, we're not an Alphabet company. Our parent company was originally Relevant Ads, so it was focused on running just online ads in general. And then Google was having their problem, as I mentioned earlier, with retaining customers because they didn't actually have like a customer service department to run the ads for the business owners. They were basically giving them access to it and expecting them to do their own keyword research and try to do the programming on their own terms while still paying for the subscription. So Google partnered with us to provide the business owner an outlet to where they'll have a professional technician in-house that could actually take care of it for them and make sure that's being maintained properly. So that helps you see success, but it also helps Google retain you as a client and you coming back each month. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. So that's our role. We're kind of middlemaned between Google and you. We get slapped on both sides, and we're basically a little brother between two big brothers.
Okay.
Okay. And then so here's the billing portion. So it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's March 29th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, this is going to be for our Platinum Package Bundle with the Facebook ads. We've included the .com for you at no additional charge, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with the programming. After the second month's payment, because it's a two-month verbal commitment, after the second month's payment, the agreement is set to automatically renew each month on the 29th day. It'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you're with us. Okay, this is an indefinite discount. Now, it does say in the fine print here, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we do ask that you contact client support 3 days before the next billing is due as an added courtesy, it says, so that way we could stop the billing cycle. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything of that nature. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
You said there's no cancellation fee?
Correct. Even if you call us 2 days before the billing cycle, you know, there's no cancellation fee. Even if we have to reverse it, there's no cancellation fee. It's just what we ask is if you are going to discontinue it, which I don't think you will, but again, this is all just worst case scenario, let us know before the payment processes rather than us having to go back and reverse the transaction, right? So.
Okay.
That's basically what that's saying there. It looks bad from our merchant processing. It looks bad to Google when we're reversing transactions. When your payment clears,
sure.
Google gets paid. Then all of a sudden you cancel. It looks like it's something that we did. Now we're going and telling Google, wait, you got to give us that money back. We got to give it back to the client. So we're just asking as a courtesy,
sure.
If you are going to suspend your listing, discontinue your campaign, or stop it for any reason, let us know before the billing is due. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yeah.
Okay. So you should receive a text message here shortly, as well as an email. Let me see if they've already got that sent out to you. There should be a text that'll say, Lawrence, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
One second.
Okay. No worries.
That's what they're talking about right now?
Yeah.
Okay. 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 I'll check into it. Thanks. Okay, I'm back.
Okay. No worries. Almost done here, too. I know I've taken about an hour and a half of your morning here. But it's worth it. Long-term marketing solution, so I shouldn't really apologize for that. But I sent you a,
okay.
I sent those texts over. I resent it because it looked like the first one didn't go through. So I sent just a regular one. I'll say, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
You sent an email?
These are text messages. I didn't know if you were near a computer at all, so I just sent the text as convenience. I didn't know if you're out in the field.
Oh. An email would be more convenient if you could send that.
Yeah. The emails are actually automated, so you should have it already.
I mean,
but there's a link in there. It'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. It'll have a full outline of the agreement in black and white. And then at the bottom, it'll ask you to opt into text messages, certify that you are the cardholder, and that was actually your billing information, not somebody pretending to be Lawrence. And then the bottom will ask you to basically type out your first and last name and confirm signature to agree to the agreement.
Let's see. So I've got a few different emails here.
Blowing you up with some new information.
I got the invoice.
Okay, that's good. Save that. Marketing with Google's a write-off for you later, so I'll get it back that way, too. Not just from the customers it brings in. Okay.
So it looks like 100 of that is for Facebook ads?
Correct. Yeah, that's the way I set it up, so that way they still reimburse you for the Facebook ads. What they really do is they give us like this $100, it's called a meta card that we are allowed to use for every new client that signs on to that platinum bundle. So, but we do invoice it and put it in your invoice, so that way it's still something that you'll be able to write off as a business expense and that you're doing a paid ad with Facebook.
Well, in theory, the other part would also be business expense, right?
Yeah, it's all considered business expense. It's just, yeah, the local bundle is considered Google, and then the Facebook ads is considered Facebook. So we do have to differentiate between the two. We're already a Google partner, so we just put it as local bundle, and then because it's your local Google Places placement. But we want to differentiate between what's Google and what's Facebook.
Okay, makes sense.
We'll get that meta badge up there soon, so that way we'll have it too. It won't just say we're a premier Google partner. It'll say a Facebook meta partner. It's just a little process.
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying, though, to be honest, because every one of my reps, we have 300 people here, but the reps that are actually on the sales floor, like Tara that you spoke with in the beginning of the call, they're basically, I have to allot like another hour of downtime for them every day for like the past 3 weeks just to have them go in, and they have to get a certification in order to market it. So they have to know the verbiage and what each product and feature, you know, so that way they can actually explain it properly, sell it properly. It's kind of irritating, though. Cool. I don't like having them off the floor.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Let's see. So where are we in this process here?
Okay, sorry. So there should be an outline of the agreement there. You'll see a tab in the email. It'll say click here.
For the terms of service?
Yep, there it is right there. You'll have the terms of service, and then you'll have a full outline of the agreement. At the bottom, it'll give you, I think you already saw that, right? Like the outline, or was that in the invoice you're referencing?
Yeah, I'm on there's a terms of service link on the invoice email.
Okay. Yeah, you want to click on that. Yeah, and I'll have an outline of the agreement in writing. The hard copy of this will be forwarded, so you'll always have it. Like once you hit confirm signature, it'll resend it over to you, and then we have it, and you have it, and it's, you know, on file. So that way there's no confusion moving forward. Like, why is this guy only paying $299 for a platinum, you know? And they're not going to try to bait and switch on you. So if you're still with us 10 years from now, and I'm not working here anymore, so I'm sipping pina coladas on a beach finally. You still get your rate. You know, they can't bait and switch on you, or, hey, our rates went up this year. You don't got to worry about any of that stuff. The only way this changes is if you change it. So you'd have to call in and upgrade your package or add the Google guarantees and things like that. But those are all bridges we'll cross in the future. So this is the foundational agreement here.
So what's our next step here?
Once you sign off on it and you hit confirm signature, you will see a username and password page. The username and password will be provided at the end of your client interview this afternoon between 3 and 4 o'clock. There will also be a 7-minute YouTube video that shows you how to use it. So it's really, really convenient. And then from there... I'm
not finding a confirmation yet.
Oh, you don't see at the bottom of the agreement where it says confirm signature?
Oh, it's there.
Yeah, yeah. It should have like a field to certify that you're an authorized user and cardholder, and obviously you leave that top box blank too if you're okay with us sending text messages. So there's basically three boxes or three fields. One's just a opt out of text messages. If you don't want them, you check it. If you're okay with me texting you, you leave that one blank. And then the other one, you check it just to certify that's your billing information. It's really you, not somebody pretending to be you. And then the last one is your sign your first and last and confirm.
You got it on your webpage.
Hmm?
I went to the local Splash website and the about, and you're not on the staff.
Oh, were you seeing Dave and everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's with Tina. I don't have my photo on there, actually.
I noticed.
I think that photo was taken like 2008. It's pretty old, those pictures.
Yeah.
They're still here. Yeah, they didn't really update the photos. But those are also for separate departments. I forgot those were even on there. You went to, I haven't clicked on that tab in a while. And it's the About Us? Yeah, the About Us at the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave's a good friend of mine. When I actually got out of school, I applied here, and they told me no, like three times, actually.
Okay.
I kept coming back, and I caught Dave in the parking lot. Yeah, no, I caught him in the parking lot. I told him, I'm like, look, I don't have any experience. I just got out of school. You guys want experience? I went to school for marketing, so I know the point, the benefit. Yeah, but Tara is actually the one you were speaking with at the beginning of the call, the blonde down there with the blue shirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the junior digital media advisor. So that's the one you were speaking with in the beginning before she transferred over to me. But yeah, I caught Dave in the parking lot and I asked him, you know, for a job, just straightforward, you know. It's like the complete opposite of everything you've ever been taught. You know, they tell you, go get your resume in order. And I said, hey, guy,
marketed
let me talk
yourself.
To you. Yeah, you know, and he goes, you know what, the way you could just come up to a business owner like that and talk to him, I think it'd be a good fit. Come back tomorrow. And he hired me basically right on the spot, and he just introduced everybody. He said, hey, you know, this is John, and I just met him, and he's going to be working with us moving forward. And They moved me up very quickly. It was over like the course of 4 months. I went right past the junior digital media advisor, and then they had me do account management, and now I'm the marketing director for the whole sales floor. So it's pretty nice. But my partner is going to be Tina. So Tina was the one who actually trained me, the one that says revenue floor supervisor. So I'm
okay.
We have the same title, but she still has seniority, obviously, there. So,
uh-huh.
Yeah, but they never never got my photo. Around the time they took these photos, I would probably been about 21 and a half, 22 years old.
Oh, okay.
Just a little guy, yeah. Sure. Those are pretty old. Okay. Yeah, a lot of these guys look different now. Dave's been growing his facial hair out a little bit. But were you able to actually access the outline of the agreement?
I got the terms of service. I did go ahead and hit the confirm.
Okay. So let me just make
now
sure.
It's giving me a login page.
Yep. So the login credentials will be provided to you at the end of the client interview this afternoon. I got you scheduled between 3 and 4. It'll come across as an email, and then there's a YouTube video in there that you can watch. It's about 7 minutes. It shows you how to use the tracking system and walks you through all like the billing tab and everything, so that way you can have access to those things and feel comfortable and have transparency. Okay. But that concludes our initial sign-up process. So we made it to the end. Thank you, obviously, for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to this new journey and obviously building like a long-term business relationship with you. I always tell my clients, as just a side point, educated clients are our happiest clients here because they know what we're doing for their business and they know what we're bringing to the table. So no questions or dumb questions. I want to make sure that you know exactly what we're doing. That just makes everything a lot easier if we have transparency in any relationship. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, that's why I gave you my direct number as well as the 24/7 customer service line is available to you. Don't hesitate to call in, okay? Also, we want to make sure it's working for you because the only way we're going to see you come back and it work for us is if it's working for you. So don't hesitate to give us a shout. I also like to hear how you're doing. Okay, and then obviously a couple months down the line and everything's going really well, don't hesitate to hop on there and add another positive review for me, okay?
Okay.
All right, Lawrence. Well, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to working with you. I'm going to let you get back to the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you for that client interview this afternoon between 3 and 4, my technician.
Okay.
All right. You have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.